A drought is longer. A drought is where things are shriveling up and they start rationing the water and everybody's lawn dies and things like that. A dry spell might last a couple of weeks. A drought lasts 6 weeks maybe. We're having a real drought. And we
it has to be over a couple of weeks to start.
To be a drought, yeah. Probably a month or more. I thought you'd have to change it all around for Houston. Before you get into that, there are a couple of other things that I remembered. You asked about what do they call little water courses around here, and one that we call it is ravine, and that's the same thing as a gully, except usually deeper and probably has more trees. You could have a gully out in the dry country. Well, you could have a ravine out there, too. I think of a ravine being a little deeper, and then you can have a branch, and there are lots of branches, which are just small streams that run into a larger one.
What about gulch?
Gulch is West Texas, and it's dry country. You'd have a gulch out. A gulch is about the same thing as a gully in that it carries runoff water rather than carrying a stream constantly.
You already told me some of the stuff about the different parts of Houston, but what would be the financial center?
Downtown. And downtown we would call anything south of the bio, down to about where the Humble building, which is now the Exxon building, is, and a couple of streets east of Main Street, a couple streets about, it's farther. Downtown goes farther west than it does south. Main Street, it goes about two blocks east of Main Street, and it goes about, 6 or 8 blocks west of Main Street.
Do you ever use the word uptown?
We used to use uptown when I was a little girl to refer to the area on Main Street that was north of about probably Capitol Street. But nobody uses that I know of now. Nobody goes there anymore from my part of town. It's turned into mostly Mexicans and blacks and pawn shops and fancy clothes and things like that. The winkle picker boots, the pointy-toed boots.
Is the financial center and the shopping areas, the main retail stores and all the same?
Yes, pretty much so for downtown, except that people don't go downtown to shop that much unless they're down there for some reason. For instance, working people, obviously, downtown are going to go to the downtown stores, but the housewives will mostly shop in the suburban shopping centers.
What's the biggest airport?
Houston Intercontinental.
Any other names?
No, that's what it's always been called, or just plain Intercontinental, or just the airport, usually. And if you say the airport, that is distinguished from Hobby Airport, which is the old airport. Hobby Airport is now used for general aviation, for private planes and things, and for a couple of local airlines that just fly to Dallas and San Antonio.
Jets can't land there?
Yes, jets land there, but it's the small ones. The big ones don't come in there. And none of the interstate traffic goes there.
Tell me some of them. Well, like you were telling me last week about just the major landmark areas and then the black. You're telling about Fifth Ward and...
Okay, as well as I can. The ship channel is probably the major east-west artery up to the port of Houston. And then west of that, it's called Buffalo Bayou. It wiggles all around and goes way out beyond the city limits.
That's the bayou you just referred to?
The bayou, yeah. When people talk about the bayou, they generally mean Buffalo Bayou. Mm-hmm. There are other bios. There's Offutt's Bio, White Oak Bio, Sims Bio, Bray's Bio, just a whole bunch of them. But they're all smaller ones, and none of them is quite as important as Buffalo Bio.